presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 8, 1051 America, New York. Big tech's growth and innovation slow, but its market dominance endures. The top U.S. technology companies are no longer big, fast-growing, and ferociously innovative. Their market positions still look durable.
Daily FX Market News.
February 8, 1030 America, New York. FTSE 100 hits another record high, upbeat earnings lift sentiment. FTSE 100 has recorded another record high after extending gains from the BP and Shell profit release. Prices remain supported by psychological support at 7,900.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 8, 1020 America, New York. Biden touts economic message after State of the Union speech. President Biden is taking the economic pitch he delivered during his address on the road, as some GOP lawmakers face criticism for heckling him.
BBC News Business.
February 8, 8:54 America, New York. UK regulator opposes Microsoft deal to buy Activision. The Competition and Markets Authority says it would lead to higher prices and fewer choices for gamers.
Daily FX Market News.
February 8, 8:30 America, New York. US dollar, DXY, rattled by a slightly less hawkish Fed Chair Powell. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has a new word in his lexicon, disinflation, and it is likely he is going to use it on a regular basis going forward.
BBC News Business.
February 8, 8:20 America, New York. Hundreds face job cuts at Nationwide Building Society. Nationwide Building Society, which has its headquarters in Swindon, is due to cut 450 staff.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 8, 8 o'clock America, New York. New White House wage data shows slowing pressure on supercore inflation. The narrowed gauge tracks only wages linked to services excluding housing, food and energy.
New York Times Business.
February 8, 7:42 America, New York. Biden makes his business case in the State of the Union address. The president took credit for strong job growth and his legislative agenda that's boosted investment in infrastructure and clean energy projects. I will make no apologies.
New York Times Business.
February 8, 7:10 America, New York. The New York Times Company reports 11% rise in revenue. The company said it added more than 1 million digital subscribers in 2022, bringing its total number of paying subscribers to 9.6 million. It was our second best year for net digital subscriber additions, behind only 2020, Meredith Kopit Levien, the chief executive of The Times, said in a statement.
Daily FX Market News.
February 8, 7 o'clock America, New York. Gold rallies as Fed Chair Powell sticks to post-FOMC rhetoric. Spot gold's rally has seen it take out the weekly high at $1,885 with $1,900 now in sight. Will Fed speakers spoil the party?
New York Times Business.
February 8, 6:55 America, New York. Uber reports record revenue as it defies the economic downturn. The company, which was hit hard in the early stages of the pandemic, saw revenue jump 49% from the same period a year ago. Uber said it saw an 11% increase in the number of customers who use Uber each month, to 131 million, in the last 3 months of 2022.
Global economy.
February 8, 5:03 America, New York. European stocks rally as investors take heart from Jay Powell comments. Traders grow more optimistic that U.S. interest rates will not rise more than expected.
Global economy.
February 8, 4:03 America, New York. Maersk forecasts plunge in profits. Danish group expects drop from last year's record $31 billion to $2 billion, $5 billion in 2023.
Global economy.
February 8, 1:30 America, New York. Is everything the Fed's fault? And more on loosening financial conditions.
BBC News Business.
February 8, 027 America, New York. U.S.-China trade hits record high despite rising tensions. Imports and exports between the world's two biggest economies totaled more than $690 billion last year.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 7, 2223 America, New York. Inconvenient views. I believe we should all strive to hold some inconvenient views. That is, we should hold views about how the world works that might weaken support for our policy preferences.